You offer a great accounting service to your SME clients, but maybe they look elsewhere for full advisory services. If so, that's a substantial business opportunity that you're missing out on. So, how do you step up to become your client's most trusted and valued supplier of advisory services? There is a way, says Grant Bloxham, CEO of BStar, but you need to adopt industry-leading strategies, be innovative, reward your people for good performance, and get some quality benchmarking information so you know exactly what's happening in advisory services and therefore the role you can play there. That's where the VEBA process, BStar's Value Improvement Benchmarking Advice, could help. But where do accountants begin the journey to becoming a trusted supplier of advisory services? Grant Bloxham is talking to Peter Letts.
I think firstly what they need to do is they need to demonstrate a comprehensive understanding of their client's business in its group, industry and competitive context. And once they've done that, what they can do is that secondly, they need to measure the true value of that business. Thirdly, they're able to benchmark the business to pinpoint future value improvement opportunities. And fourthly, they need to be able to quantify the improvement in value of that business as a result of providing their advisory services. And this is exactly what business clients are looking for from their advisors today. It is well understood businesses not only need advice to survive, to grow, and to thrive, but this forms the basis of a new integrated advice process called VEBA, Value Improvement Benchmarking Advice. For accountants, it solves that critical puzzle which they've struggled for a very long time. How do I get my clients to ask and also pay for advisory services? And what it does, the VEBA process, it bridges that gap between the provision of compliance services, which they do on a day-to-day basis, to be engaged as that trusted and valued supplier of advisory services.
Well, if an accountant wants to transition to more advisory work, what's required?
We've done a lot of work with accountants who are our alliance partners in Australia, New Zealand and Canada, and we see five key strategies to purposely transition to do more advisory work. Firstly, at an owner or partner level, it's important to establish a corporatised business model for future succession planning. Secondly, what we're seeing, some of the partnerships that we work with have gone through a strategic planning process, and this is really important, to agree the objectives of establishing the advisory services, but also to get alignment amongst partners. And once they've got that, some partners will go further and they'll agree to coaching or they'll get supported from a board of advice, an independent board of advice. Capacity has been a big issue for a lot of accounting firms that we work with, and that's being overcome through these new technologies, these integrated cloud-based compliance systems. And once they've got the alignment at a partner level, they've got the focus on the advisory services, the advisory partners and key staff are trained and supported in the provision of the VEBA process.
Well, a lack of comparative quality benchmarking information has restricted the growth in advisory services. How can this knowledge gap be filled?
I think benchmarking is probably the most sought-after financial resource for most accountants that we work with. Every time we have a conversation to an accounting firm, it's, I want to do more advisory work, but I can't get access to real-time quality benchmarking information. They can now through the BStar Knowledge Bank, and that's within the VEBA process. BStar's Knowledge Bank is an online resource centre that contains the most accurate source of benchmarking data in the market today. Not only does it have a very accurate and real-time benchmarking information, but accountants can segment that information to their clients as per the ANZIC codes, and they can go down a step further and they can filter those reports by income, by the number of full-time equivalent staff, and by postal code. What it means is not only can I benchmark my clients at a group level, but I can also benchmark them to the industry average and benchmark across all four key benchmarking categories.
Well, what are the characteristics or attributes of the VEBA Business Advisor of the Future, or BAF as it's known?
Yeah, the great thing about working with a large network of accountants, you get an understanding what works and what doesn't work. And what we're seeing, and this is why we wrote our white paper, is we're seeing the emergence of this business advisor of future. And that means they're forward-looking, they're proactive. They're giving advice focused on strategy and value-based advice. They're providing valuations for improvement, and they're demonstrating really good industry knowledge, and they're being far more mobile with their clients. They're spending more and more time in their clients' businesses. They will spend more time in their clients' business because they would have created capacity. They can offer these new innovative valuation, improvement, succession planning services. They can use the knowledge bank benchmarking information to demonstrate both general and specific knowledge. And then they can talk to their clients about future improvement. And most importantly, they can quantify that improvement from the provision of their advisory services.
Well, what are the key business environment strategic threats facing business advisors? And how does the VEBA process turn these threats into opportunities?
The main threats we see in the market today for accountants and other business advisors is there's obviously a demographic shift in the age of business owners, the GFC, both one and two, tax simplification, systemisation, fee-for-service advice regulation, and increased competition. The great news is the BSTAR VEBA advisory process turns these into opportunities. For example, if you've got baby boomer clients who are transitioning to retirement, that's a fantastic value gap analysis opportunity. And we recommend accountants continually review their advisory services to combat these threats and risks as they arise. And the VEBA advisory process encourages that continuous review in a disciplined yet easily understandable way.
Grant Bloxham, BSTAR. For more information on this topic, please refer to the Value Improvement Benchmarking Advice White Paper at www.bstar.com.au/VEBA, that's VIBA_intro.